Carol, how are you?
Tony, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. I'm blushing over here. You can't see through the radio waves, but I'm blushing over here. You're too kind.
That was a pretty cool column you wrote about Denise Illich, probably one of the most powerful business people and the most powerful woman in business. She seems like she's just got her hands in so many things. I wonder how she keeps it all together.
Well, it's a juggling act, to be sure, and she's one of the regulars on my show, Michigan Matters. It's interesting. I wrote a column. She and her mother are getting an award from an organization out of Grand Rapids and Detroit later this month, and then also in April, Trillium Award for the first mother-daughter team to ever get that. And Miriam Illich, also obviously a powerful, powerful woman and successful in sports and business and lots of other things here. But, boy, I was just listening to some of your interview and talking about education. And the other thing I did last week is I moderated the Pancakes and Politics for the Michigan Chronicle, which featured the governor. And he talked about education. He talked about his budget. And he's now on a selling mission, if you will, of trying to get his budget and some of the proposals he's talking about sold with the legislators. And there's going to be a lot of horse trading going on probably fairly soon. The process probably will be starting up.
What's Detroit's take on Governor Snyder? And you have audiences quite frequently with Mayor Dave Bing from Detroit and from other political figures. Do they believe they're going to get the support they need from the governor?
Well, in fact, I was at the mayor's State of the City speech as the governor was sitting there, and he made the plea to the governor, who was sitting up there amongst the dignitaries in the upper level, and said, you know, don't put us on the same playing field with everyone else. Detroit has huge problems, huge financial problems. We need more support, which albeit is true. And the governor said all the way through in the campaign trail, Detroit would play a central part in what he wanted to do. And he didn't just say it. He's been doing all the actions of having his inaugural in Detroit and other things and reinforce it all the way through. But the fact is the state still has a $2 billion plus deficit. It has to balance the budget somewhere in the process. There's going to be pain felt by everybody, including Detroit. The question is, how bad will it be? But, boy, there's just so many issues that this governor is facing, along with Mayor Bing, quite honestly. I'm not sure who's in a tougher spot.
And thinking about education, especially in the city of Detroit, it affects us all over the state here. When we think about tax dollars that may need to be needed to help that city, and I've been reading about a three-part series in the Detroit Free Press about teachers and school districts, including the Detroit Public Schools, how they're cheating on test scores. That school district and its Board of Education have been dysfunctional for so long. Is that ever going to change, Carol?
Well, I know Detroit public system has been the one getting all the attention, but I would argue that it is not just DPS, that other school districts around the state likely have also. There's so much pressure now with No Child Left Behind with test scores and trying to reach those benchmarks in order to continue with the qualities of education and revenues coming back from the state and federal governments and other things, that it's a problem. But DPS certainly is the poster child for what's going on in the state. It is the largest system, and even though it's not as large as it once was, there are so many issues there, including who will run it after Robert Bob, who is winding down. And I think the best we can hope is that this situation gets resolved and the school district gets its way back on the road to recovery.
You can read Carol Kane's pieces at freep.com. Thanks, Carol.
Tony, you have a great one.